and welcome to the latest episode of OKC Over Easy. Today we have a repeat guest, which I liked her so nice. I did it twice.
my name changed, so it's like I'm a new guest. Oh. It's my first time on as Sarah Hache.
Sarah just got married. She was Sarah Rakowski. She'll be Sarah Rakowski in my heart, but now she's Sarah Hache, and she just changed all her social media, and it was really jarring. Because it was all Sarah Rakowski for however long you've had it, and then it was just Sarah Hache.
People kept pressuring me.
All of a sudden, who kept pressuring you?
Just everyone kept, did you change your Facebook? I'm like, I got a new social security card and a passport, but I haven't changed my Facebook. You're so like, it was like, not real.
You're like, I think the IRS probably needs to know before.
That's what I thought. Facebook. But everyone else know.
Facebook is wild in lately, and I'm like, not okay with it.
Yeah. I have too many friends.
Sarah's gonna come watch. She brought me some goodies when she showed up today, and I was super excited. She brought me some food fresh from the garden from her friend Micah's garden.
Yeah, Micah Anderson.
And she brought me Swiss chard, kale, cabbage, and speckled lettuce, and it looks amazing. And also, she brought me cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory.
I had to.
Because she was there today, and I'm jealous, but she brought me red velvet cheesecake, and I was like, yes.
I got the Godiva cheesecake for myself to go, later.
Okay, so what's in the Godiva one?
The waitress sold it to me. It's like chocolate cheesecake, but she was like, there's chunks of Godiva chocolate in the cheesecake, and I was like, sign me up.
I had this thought in my head the other day. I was like, I think that I should make it a mission to try all the cheesecakes at the Cheesecake Factory. Like, that might be, like, a good goal, but then I was like, I want to fit into my clothes.
It's, like, over a year.
Yeah.
Even if you did one a month, that's going to take you 5 years.
How many are they?
Oh, 30 to Wait, 40.
If you did one a month, yeah, that would take me right. 5 years.
Because you can't do more than one a month.
You really, really can't. Like, you really can't. Wait, let's look this up.
Like, one every 3 weeks would get you, what, two more a year, five more a year?
Yeah, and it's like, you can't do it, like, every week. You couldn't eat the whole thing. You would just have to try it.
Right.
What if I contacted What if I contacted the Cheesecake Factory and was like, hi, I've run this podcast called OKC Over Easy. Will you let me try every single one of your cheesecakes?
And then you did a live recording as you tried every single cheesecake.
I think I'm going to do that. What if I did it all in one day?
I think that would be okay.
And
then
I would just, like, set up at the Cheesecake Factory.
Fast the next day, but you'd be okay.
I set up at, like, yeah, there's so many.
Like, I almost got fresh strawberry cheesecake, but I went with the Godiva. So you can read the Godiva if you want, okay. Right there.
We're on the website right now because this is what we do. Okay, is the little piece of chocolate on there?
I guess. I don't know.
You don't
know.
It's in the to-go box. Okay. It's layers of flourless Godiva chocolate cake, Godiva chocolate cheesecake, and chocolate mousse. You have to love chocolate to, like, really like this.
But, like, good quality. I'm going to eat, like, 4 bites at a time.
That's the thing.
With some coffee.
So I did a really crazy thing the other day, and I, like, tweeted about it. But I was on Postmates, and Postmates has this thing going on where it's, like, free delivery for Kevin Durant's, like, favorite Oklahoma City restaurants. So the other day, it was like a Friday night, and I was like, I'm gonna watch the Americans and I'm just gonna chill out. So I ordered Iron Star because it was free delivery, and then I was kind of like, I kind of want some, like, dessert. So I got on there and I did pay the delivery charge for Cheesecake Factory, which was a mistake because it was really expensive, but I ordered red velvet cheesecake from Cheesecake Factory. And while I'm doing this, like, Daniel, which is, you know, my boyfriend now, the postmate that was, like, getting the cheesecake, he goes and gets the Iron Star, and then, like, it popped up that he accepted the next order. So he came to my house, brought me the Iron Star, and then went back and got me cheesecake and brought it back. And I was like, thanks, Daniel.
Right.
But I did have that cheesecake for probably a good 4 days, and I would go back to it, like, once every, like...
I should have got you a different flavor.
That's okay. But no, you're good. You're good. I like it because it's, like, not super, super sweet. Like, it's got the cheesecake, but it's got the red velvet cake, and it's, like, not too chocolatey, but I hate it when people come at me about red velvet. They're like, it's just chocolate. I'm like, I know.
I like red velvet.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
It's like, yeah. But it's a lighter chocolate and it's red and you eat cream cheese with it. It's different. It's not chocolate.
Right.
But why do you have to drag me in that way?
Right.
So
Katie loves Iron Star. Oh, and yeah. He doesn't love Cheesecake Factory. So what are some of his favorite OKC spots?
So this, like,
I'm very interested.
This, like, promo that Postmates is doing, not sponsor. They're not sponsoring us to say this.
Okay. Can I interject real quick?
Yeah.
So about a week ago, I met Kevin Durant's personal chef.
Oh, for what?
His name's Ryan Lopez. He came to Oklahoma City Public Schools District to try to partner with us to get in more schools and do some cooking demos for kids as a guest chef, celebrity chef.
I was asking
him a few fan questions.
Oh my God.
I was not trying to be like, he's not Kevin Durant. So, you know,
right.
He just cooks for him.
What did he say his favorite food was? Let me guess. Quesadillas.
He likes fish and soul food. Like, that's what he he didn't say much, but he said he likes fish and soul food. And then he was kind of telling me about when Kevin Durant hurt himself, he really had to watch what he ate to not gain weight since he wasn't. So I was asking him if he worked with dietitians, and we talked about that
too. That's amazing.
I felt like I was kind of meeting Kevin Durant.
Just a
through
little
his food.
Yeah.
It was
he
really
likes
cool.
Fish.
Yeah.
Huh. So Katie likes, I don't know if they contacted him or if they contacted Ryan or whatever, Iron Star, which is my favorite ever. Ingrid's Kitchen.
Love Ingrid's.
I don't think I've ever eaten there.
They have a really good bakery. So, because you go for lunch.
I could Postmate it in right now. It's 0.8 miles away. S&B's Burger Joint, which we talked about, like, we don't like it. We're not on team S&B's, but then you went back and ate it and you liked it.
I've only been 2 times. First time, thumbs down. Second time, thumbs up.
Okay, I'm going to have to revisit. There's Bloody Marys are dumb. They're so good.
And you can get sliders. So get 2 different kinds of 2 different burgers mm-hmm. as a slider and a Bloody Mary.
Okay, I'm going to try it. Ted's, which I got last night because this promo is still going on, and I just got the setup, which is really all you need, but Cafe Cacao. Oh, so good.
Just so good.
It's so good.
Their drinks are like coffee drinks.
Yes.
I had a Nutella latte.
Free delivery Cafe Cacao.
Katie has some good taste.
Also, the Mule, which I haven't been to the Mule in a long time, but I do like the Mule. Deep Deuce Grill. And probably because he lives down there.
I've been there once. I got a drink. I remember that.
Iguana, Broadway 10, and Waffle Champion. So those are all free delivery
right
now.
Do you think Kevin Durant has to wait in line at Waffle Champion, or does he get to just, like, go to the front?
I don't know. Maybe. They also have this stuff where it's, like, you get free pizza, or looks like...
Is Hideaway giving you free pizza for life?
Oh, okay. So, we gotta talk about Hideaway for a second. But I'm like, what is this pizza thing? Is it free delivery or what? Because it's like Postmates Pizza Party.
I need to download Postmates.
Yes, you do. It's nice. Like, I don't think I ever want to pay, like, the actual fees that... But if they do, like, a special like that, like, I'll definitely do it. Because I think Postmates just covers it, and then I just tip whoever brings it to me.
Daniel.
And they literally... Daniel. They literally just come up to the door and give it to you, and that's it. You don't have to sign anything. Like,
that's glorious.
It's so nice.
It's like,
so
I discovered nice. Mexican takeout, but I never had it delivered.
And you can't, like... Yeah.
Ted's delivered.
Yes. I've done Chipotle before. I've done Chili's a couple times just when I'm feeling like garbage, you know.
Right. I'm like,
when I feel like I want to die. And one time, I think we talked about this maybe on the last one. Sarah King and I on my birthday Postmated in literally $35 worth of Taco Bell, and it was incredible.
I would love to see the receipt.
I have it right now. I have it on the app. Let's look at it. Account details.
Ooh. I mean, they have a dollar menu, so it's like $35.
Oh, I've also done McDonald's before when I'm feeling sad. I think it was, okay, we got 2 crunchy tacos, which was Sarah's, nachos, a chicken quesadilla, 2 cheesy gordita crunches.
Obviously.
And 1 chalupa supreme.
No cinnamon beef. Twisties?
No. It wasn't $35. It was $28, which is still obscene.
Yeah.
But the service fee and the delivery fee and then the tip were like the most. I think it was $16.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But so we were not able to take ourselves to Taco Bell. So
Will an Uber driver go through a drive-thru for you?
Yes, this one did. I wish it had the time that we did this, but I don't think it does. Like, I wish it had the timestamp. Oh, wait. It does. 2:22 a.m. So that's when we got that Taco Bell, and it was
You should
amazing.
Publish your Postmates orders one day when it's like, you could.
This
like,
is really sad. Ted's, Cheesecake Factory, Iron Star, Chili's, McDonald's, Chili's, Taco Bell, Chili's.
What do you get at Chili's? Like,
this is embarrassing.
I haven't eaten there in a while.
Southwestern egg rolls.
Okay.
I think that's what I've gotten
and
every
chips
single
and salsa,
time.
Like,
and chips and salsa.
That's understandable.
Dipping
it's almost
sauce.
The equivalent as Applebee's to me in my mind right now. I'm
oh,
sorry.
I got a triple dipper the other day when I was feeling frisky.
Get those honey barbecue chicken?
No, I got the original chicken crispers, Big Mouth Bites, Southwestern egg rolls, and ranch as the dipping sauce. Anyway, so that's my Postmates app. I guess I could publish that at some point. Maybe I'll take a screenshot and post it and be like, get ready for this episode. Okay, no, Hideaway, pizza for life. Okay, so Hideaway is really smart, and whoever runs their Twitter account sent me a message the other day, and they were like, hi, we're opening a Hideaway in Moore, and we want to invite you to the soft opening, which I've never been to a soft opening before. I was like, yes, absolutely, and I was a little too excited in my messages back. It's so weird when someone DMs me on OKC over Easy to not type in all caps. Because I want to, but I'm like,
you can.
I feel a little bipolar whenever I do it, because I'm like, am I OKC over Easy right now, or am I Mallory? So I just like sent him a message back. I was like, yes, here's my email, you know, whatever. And they like sent me an email, and they were like, come on this day at this time or whatever. And I invited Sarah and Bryce, but they couldn't come. So Sarah King came with me. She's been on the pod before. And it was like a weird, surreal moment, because I went up to the person and they were like, what's your name? Like, they had a list of, like, to get in. And I was like, Mallory. And they were like, you're not on here. And I was like, okay, see over easy. They were like, yes, come in. And I was like, oh, shit.
You know you've made it.
I was like, this is crazy. All I did was buy a microphone and start talking about food with my friends, like, and I'm getting free pizza. This is
right.
I feel like I peaked out, honestly. I didn't do episodes for 2 weeks after that. I was like, I can't handle it. But
so you got to sample a lot of their menu.
Okay, so they were like, here are the guidelines. We're like, the rules. They're like, no, they're guidelines. It was, you could get, I think they, I did end up paying some, because I got a beer. I got a F5 in a huge, one of those big beer glasses.
Like a goblet.
Like, yeah, like a goblet, like what you get like Modelo or whatever
yep.
in. And it was ice cold.
Love it.
And it was only like $5.50. And it was so good. Like
ice cold?
Ice cold mug. And then they had the beer in there already. And I was like, yes. So I had an F5. And then we got the stuffed mushrooms, which are bomb. They're not the fried mushrooms.
I've only had the fried.
I want the stuffed. The stuffed are really good, because it's like spicy cream cheese. And then they put it in like a stick of butter, literally. And then they put the cheese over it and they broil it. And then you just pull it. So
I wish
that.
We were sharing.
I know. We had the wedge salad. We each got a wedge salad, which I liked the wedge salad, but there was a little too much dressing on it. I think that it needed like less dressing. Sarah really liked all the dressing.
It was like ranch or blue cheese?
Blue cheese, homemade blue cheese. And it was, and they had the fork
or
the
knife
stuck in it, and it was so good. So that, and then we both ordered a pizza, and I got pepperoni, pineapple, jalapeno with Alfredo on hand tossed.
How is it with Alfredo?
The best, life-changing. Have you ever had it with Alfredo?
No.
It's so
I mean,
good.
That is my pizza, but not with Alfredo. No.
Yeah,
I've
try
never...
it with Alfredo. Next time you go, try it with Alfredo.
Okay. I do light sauce most of the time, but I've never
light
done.
Alfredo would be good. Well, I think I started doing that because Valerie's allergic to the my old roommate was allergic to tomatoes, so whenever we would order pizza, we would get Alfredo on it, and I just ended up liking it. So.
That would be a shame to be allergic to tomatoes.
Yeah. She said it just, I don't think she was like super allergic, but like it upset her enough to like not get it
I've
on
never
pizza.
Really ran into that. Okay.
Yeah. So that was my pizza. Sarah got the big,
No. That was a ride at Whitewater Bay. But I think I know the pizza you're talking about.
No, it's got, like, I've seen it on the menu. I'm the most terrible food podcaster in the world. Okay, wait, let me find
But it was a tube ride at Whitewater Bay that held like 5 to 7 people in the inner tube.
The last time I went to Whitewater Bay was with you in Lazy 2009.
River. Me too, I think, honestly. We rode the Lazy River that tastes of sunscreen.
She got Da Bomb, which was Hideaway red sauce, mozzarella, pepperoni, Genoa, salami, pineapple, Parmesan herb shake, cooked then topped with fresh basil and balsamic. The balsamic is really good on
that
it.
Sounds very good.
Little Kahuna is one.
I love olive oil and, like, garlic as the sauce on pizza.
Yeah. And the balsamic glaze is so good. Little Kahuna is olive oil, garlic glaze, mozzarella, feta cheese, grilled chicken. So we ate that, Hideaway. And then we both got desserts. I was dying. I don't eat a ton all the time.
What do they have for dessert?
I got the warm chocolate chip cookie with vanilla bean gelato.
So it's like a pizookie.
Yeah. No, it's not like a pizookie. It's like a cookie.
Okay.
A pizookie is like a different food group, I feel like. It's a cookie. It's not as good as a pizookie.
Okay.
It's a cookie with ice cream on top of it.
Okay.
But she got the frozen lemonade pie, which earlier that day, our work had catered in Paseo Grill, and I had key lime pie. I don't eat that much, but I did.
It was a Hideaway soft opening.
I got in the car, and I was like, I need a moment to rest. Because it was like, we went to watch the Thunder game later, and I was like, I need, like, a moment. But I would have gone with the Oreo brownie, too. Like,
do you like root beer floats, though?
I haven't had one in a long time, but I don't hate it.
Do you Same like with root me. Beer floats? I do like them. It's been a long time, but
my mom would always drink a Coke float.
I'd rather root beer.
I think I might would rather Coke.
Okay.
Root beer is a little too sweet for me. I used to like to do Diet Coke and, like, a splash of root beer in there.
That sounds good.
Let's see what we're at. Anyway, so thanks Hideaway for inviting me to that, and that was amazing. So
are you developing an alter ego for OKC Over Easy?
No, I was just normal myself. But, like, I feel like with OKC Over Easy, I'm, like, all caps all the time is, like, what – I'm just so excited about food all the time. I feel like that's, like, the alter ego is why I type in all caps. But, like, no, I'm just doing me, you know.
Right.
Just doing Miley. But thank you, Hideaway, anyway. What we really came here to talk about is chips.
I'm ready.
It's like chips. Chips is a good topic. I love chips.
They mean a lot to people.
I posted on my Facebook and I was like, damn.
I read them. I don't know if I've seen the most updated comments.
Let me pull it up real quick. I'm going to forget a type of chip. Like, you don't have to tell me.
But someone did say that Fritos was their number one favorite.
Yes, I saw that.
Just so you know.
So backstory, my mom is so funny. She wrote chocolate and then a cat with pancakes.
Love Meg Miller.
Meg Miller, shout out to Meg Miller. I'm like, that's not chips, though. Okay. So.
Chocolate chips.
Oh!
Yeah!
I'm a dummy.
Chocolate chip pancakes. Like that.
Chocolate chips.
Just like, I was like, can we talk about kale chips? Like, is that chips?
Kale chips. What was I going to say? People, okay, so I feel like there's two kind of, like, segments of chips. There's, like, the chips and dip area, and there's just, like, chips sans dip.
Yep.
So I posted on there, and everyone was like, we'll go through, you know, the things that people liked. But maybe we should just start out with, like, a classic. I used to jam on some regular Lay's, like some classic Lay's.
I still do in the right setting.
Yeah. They're just good. It's just, like, salty and greasy, and
sometimes they hurt the corners of my mouth.
Really?
If I'm eating too many of them. But if it's a little individual size
and
bag.
And it's like there's something about just, like, that yellow bag that you're like, okay, this is, like, I'm at a cookout.
I hate it, but I love it.
Yeah, I hate it, but I love it. But also, The ones with waves. Do you like those?
Yes. Not as much.
I don't like them as much because they're not as crispy.
They hold up to French onion dip. Yes. Better. Like, if we're getting into it. Yeah. They're better for dipping.
Yes. That's...
Regular Lay's are nothing for dipping.
So, there's, like, the regular Lay's, and then there's, like, the flavored Lay's, and then there's, like, the regular wavy Lay's or Ruffles. I guess Ruffles and wavy Lay's are different. And then, like, those flavored. So, let's start with the regular Lay's flavored. When I was little... I used to eat a ton of sour cream and onion.
Okay.
That is like a sleepover. Like, I felt like I ate that a lot at sleepovers. And then barbecues?
Barbecue.
Yeah, barbecue's
fine. I like the barbecue flavor in the wavy chip better than the original chip. There's maybe more sauce. It's just a heartier chip.
In the wavy chip segment, I am a cheddar and sour cream.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I ate that most when I was younger.
Okay, sleepovers and stuff like that.
Before we move on, I want to shout out to Salt and Vinegar Original Lay's.
Are they new?
I want to get in, like, have you had them?
No.
They've been around.
My dad gave
me... They're very, like, vinegary.
My dad gave me a bag of Cape Cod Salt and Vinegar because he didn't like them. And
those are more toned down.
Okay, so they're really
the vinegary. Lay's ones are hyped up. But the Cape Cod ones, I like salt and vinegar.
I like salt and vinegar too, but like in right moderate, setting. Yes. Because it's like...
They're not my go-to, but no. I do like them.
So I'm trying to think of other... Okay, so then Lay's also has like those crazy flavors.
Yeah, I've had some.
I haven't like loved... So last summer when I would get invited to parties or cookouts or whatever, I would go and buy the weirdest flavored chips and then bring them and we'd have chip taste tests. But we can get into the Pringles once we start talking about Pringles. But I think I brought the cheesy garlic bread one time.
Yes. That was my birthday, I think. Maybe biscuits and gravy, maybe not.
I don't think I've had the biscuits and gravy. Okay. Lay's, pick your flavor or whatever, create your foot. My mousy.
You did bring cheesy garlic bread. You also brought...
Frito-Lay.com.
I don't remember.
You know, I think one thing that has been great about doing this podcast is I visit a lot of, like, food companies' websites. And it's pretty... They're pretty fun. Like, the Pop-Tarts one is crazy. Oh, my God.
See, I visit a lot of food vendor sites, but from the view of school nutrition. Oh. So they have... websites for schools, and it's just a little bit different.
That's kind of cool.
Does Takis have a website?
Hot Cheetos and Takis. I don't like Takis.
They're fine. I haven't eaten them enough to really have a solidified opinion on them.
All right, here is a tip for you guys. This is going way off topic, but if you are looking to buy stock in a beverage company, I would suggest Fizz. F-I-Z-Z, it's like the National Beverage Corporation, which houses a bunch of different sodas, but also LaCroix.
I knew it. I was waiting for
buy
it.
Buy some stock in LaCroix. Like, why wouldn't you?
I'm going to keep buying it.
Yeah. I'm going to keep buying it, too.
I bought three flavors yesterday when I sent you that chip video.
Oh, what? Which ones?
Are you ready? Okay. There are three new ones to me.
You've already done peach pear.
Okay, so I bought orange. Passion fruit, and pineapple strawberry.
Pineapple strawberry?
Yeah.
Is that in the slim can?
Yes.
Okay. I've never had that.
It's good.
Do you like... Orange is low-key good.
Okay, cool. I'm looking... I haven't tried it yet. I've only tried the pineapple strawberry of those three so far, and it was good.
I haven't had passion fruit.
Blackberry cucumber is my favorite so far.
No, peach pear is my favorite. Blackberry cucumber is good. Peach pear is my favorite. I love apricot.
I almost bought apricot, but I didn't because I bought orange.
Apricot. So. Okay, anyway, sorry. Back to the chips.
So buy stock in LaCroix.
So buy stock in Fizz. I've been checking the stocks lately.
I've had the dill pickle. Hate me if you want. I like them.
I like dill pickle chips. I like them. But I don't think I've had the Lay's dill pickle. I think I've had the kind in, like, the Choctaw Junior High vending machine that was, like, dill pickle chips.
Right.
Do you remember?
No, I didn't go to Choctaw Junior High. No, I didn't.
Barbecue, cheddar sour cream Lay's, which are not the same as the cheddar sour cream Ruffles.
No, they're not the same.
Deli style, Flamin' Hot. I mean, they really haven't stepped up their game lately. Where are the Where are the crazy ones?
There's the biscuits and gravy.
I think that's like
Pico de Gallo. I'd be interested. I will say that I maybe thought I'd be walking into like bowls full of different flavored chips today. Like, let's talk about chips, which is fine.
Sorry. I wish that I would have done that. That's a great idea.
Those are Lay's stacks, not
Lay's
Pringles.
Stacks. Great, I'm underwhelmed. Wavy, Lay's, Ranch.
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
the
roasted
wavy has
garlic
flavors.
And sea salt is really good.
You brought those, I think.
Yeah.
I've tried those.
I remember liking those a lot. Okay, and that's pretty much it. So
I also like hot chips. I've never had those Flamin' Hot Lay's, but
I don't like a Flamin' Hot, really.
I like the jalapeno cheddar Cheetos. They're not the Flamin' Hot.
Oh, I haven't had those.
They have like
those.
A green wave on the label.
Ooh. We'll get into Cheetos in a second. Lay's also has a kettle cooked line, which if you're going to go kettle, I would say go Cape Cod.
Or Miss Vicky's.
Miss Vicky's is a hit at the office whenever
yes,
I accidentally.
Those jalapeno Miss Vicky's.
I am like a plain Miss Vicky's gal.
I do love plain chips.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. They have cream cheese and chive, jalapeno cheddar, jalapeno, aged cheddar, and ooh, these are good. The aged cheddar and lattice cut. Those are the waffle chips.
I need some chips.
I know. I want some chips now. And my mouth is watering as we're on the Lay's website. So we've got the wavy, then there's Ruffles, and Ruffles has the
Ruffles cheddar and sour cream is the best cheddar and sour cream.
Yes, absolutely.
I think I ate a lot of the low fat one at my friend Kayla's house and it like
it messed you up.
It messed you up. Yeah. 'Cause we would eat a whole bag.
Wait. Frito-Lay is Lay's and Ruffles.
Frito-Lay is There's,
it
like,
is?
Four companies that own Frito-Lay, Mars,
oh,
and, like,
it's
Coca.
All there.
It's all of them.
Oh, my God. We have to talk
Nestle.
About Sun Chips, too.
Oh, I'm down.
Okay. So, I didn't know that. So, Lay's, Doritos, Cheetos, Tostitos, Ruffles, Smart Food, Frito-Lay to go. I'm not sure what that is. Sun Chips, Fritos, Roll Gold, Stacy's, Oven Baked, Simply, Funyuns, Grandma's, Cracker Jack's, Chester's. All these things that.
What if you owned? I did not know
that. Oh,
owned San, right, Santee. Those are the cheap ones at
those
Crest
are the
that
two,
I always
$2 only.
Right. They put on the bag. Like you cannot charge more than that for those chips. At Homeland, they're probably like $3.50.
Seriously, why does Homeland upcharge everything?
Oh no.
Oh my God, chip and dip pairings. They have a section on the website that's chip and dip pairings. Oh shit.
They have like pita chips.
They have ideas for you.
If you can't pair
and a
your
product,
own chip to dip.
A product recommender. Let's look at this.
Who gets on these websites?
Me, besides, right? Like... Okay, so on the product recommender, it says, I want a snack for, and then you choose what you want a snack for.
Doing
and I'm definitely choosing this one. Okay, it's getting together with my friends, my balanced life, hanging out at home, family time, afternoon break, tasty treat, me time. Doing my thing and just the two of us. Okay, I want to look at doing my thing.
That's fine.
Self-expression meets snack satisfaction. Okay, I'm a little underwhelmed with the doing my thing suggestions. They suggested that I eat Doritos, tortilla chips, and Funyuns.
Yeah, underwhelming.
Yeah, that was really underwhelming.
Can I pick one?
Yeah, which one?
Let's say I want a snack for... Me time.
This girl looks pretty suggestive.
What do I eat for me time? Okay.
Lay's potato chips. Just classic Lay's potato chips. This is great. This girl has, there's a photo of a woman. She has.
A white woman. A blonde white woman.
She has ridden her bike to the park. She's got some sunflowers in the basket. She has a small dog and a bag of Lay's classic potato chips at the. I'm like, what is this?
She's getting her some me time.
All right, I'm going to try just the two of us.
Does that remind you of the Will Smith song?
What?
Same.
It's Lay's potato chips again.
They're good if you're single or with somebody. They're good in a lot of situations.
Okay.
Oven baked right. And smart pop
I'm
for
just
my
like,
balanced
what is
life.
This website? A tasty treat. Stacy's. Simply naked.
I just wonder, like, who would let this website Peter decide chips. Their snack for them?
It's me. Funny. I like pull out a bag of Lay's. I'm like, this is what I have.
I'm just doing my thing. I'm gonna eat Doritos.
If I'm doing my thing, I'm not eating Doritos. Right. That's for damn sure.
Right.
Okay, so where
are
we? I
don't think there's a flavor of Doritos I'm hot on if we want to talk about Doritos real quick.
The thing is, I get a little, like, my mind bendy about Doritos because it's a tortilla chip.
Right.
But they put flavor. Why does it need flavor?
It doesn't.
It doesn't need flavor.
But do you remember?
Cool Ranch?
Oh. The 3D Doritos.
Yes! Who doesn't remember that? And you're like... Those it's like bomb.
Melts it. Right. I mean, it's a waste of your money because the package is full of air.
Yeah.
But they were a thing.
They were a thing and they were really good. And it's one of those things that you could like probably get on eBay and find.
An expired bag of them.
Yeah. It's like
I'm going to choose Cool Ranch over nacho cheese, but I'm not going to choose Doritos.
So. Yes, I like Cool Ranch. I'm never going to buy a bag of Doritos. If you see me buying a bag of Doritos, you need to, like, call someone.
Right.
Because I'm probably pretty sad. Oh, I just bumped the mic. Let's see. 3D Doritos. We're on eBay right now. This is how we roll in OKC Over Easy.
Oh!
Oh, my gosh.
Are they expired, or are they still making them?
No, I think it's, like, from Mexico. So you can get them... from Mexico.
Can you buy Four Locos on eBay?
Let's try. Four Locos, like, original formula.
They got banned in the States.
That is terrible.
I think I only had one time.
I drank a Four Loco
I don't
time.
Think I drank the whole thing. No, they don't can't. Even know what... No.
But you can buy Enchanted Orchid Hand Cream from Bath & Body Works original. Oh, I spelled original wrong.
So one day I was going down an eBay hole and I was looking for some Bath & Body Works art stuff from like when I was younger.
Oh, the art club or whatever.
I wanted the blueberry roll-on glitter and I found like a half-used bottle on eBay for like $70. And I was like, I guess it can rest in my memory, but to smell that smell again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like roll on that glitter on my eyelids again, I would... It's worth something.
Is it art stuff?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
I'm only interested in the roll-on.
The blue blazing Bath and Body Works art stuff was like a line for kids in the 90s or like 2000s.
Oh, 90s.
Oh my god! I know. I remember all of this.
Me too.
And you could join like the club or whatever and get like the blueberry.
I definitely had that lotion.
Oh, yeah, I had all of this. That's amazing. The nostalgia, the eBay nostalgia is, like, that's, like, a dark hole that you can, like,
Bryce and I were looking up Beanie Babies the other day because Fettuccine's toy is, like, a scorpion Beanie Baby. and Bryce was like, that's worth money. So we looked it up, and it was, like, worth something. And I was like, I don't know what you want me to do. I took the tag off. Like,
how much is it worth?
I don't remember. I don't want to say it. Maybe 80, maybe more. But, like.
Well, is anyone going to buy it, though, really? If he was carrying around the Princess Di,
I had that purple one with the little rose.
Yeah, if he was carrying that around, I would be like, what do you think you're doing?
No. It's just a little scorpion. Fettuccine's
a dog.
Yes.
Anyway, that is so funny. He was like, that's worth money. That is hilarious.
We were like looking them up.
Okay, so we did classic, we did kettle, and we're like just talking Lay's, but like... We can...
I love a good homemade chip from a restaurant.
Yes.
Like, Checkers. Yes.
Checkers,
yeah.
Homemade chips. Checkers in Midwest cities, homemade chips.
Naboo, the cafeteria in the Devon Tower on the bottom floor.
I haven't been there.
First of all, it's great. Okay. It's a really good lunch option. I mean, you're going to spend $15.
Yeah.
$10 to $15.
Yeah.
They have sushi. Anyway, they have a couple different flavors of homemade potato chips, and they're good.
I want to go there. But it's like, that's hard for me, like, during lunch. And is it only open during the week?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They close at, like, 2.
Okay.
It was... not that busy last time I went, and I haven't since that time. I hadn't been since before Devin laid off all those people. It was a lot less people there.
Really?
It's usually hopping.
Yeah. That's kind of sad.
It was sad. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited. We're building a new building at my day job, and so I don't do this full time.
Your new furniture.
And we're getting a cool cafeteria. I'm kind of excited.
So. Are they going to cater food in?
No, there's going to be, I think there's, I don't know. I think there's going to be a kitchen. Okay. It's apparently they need supposed a registered to be dietitian? Really. Yeah. No.
My public school system is kind of
Sarah works for Oklahoma
failing right now.
Sarah works for Oklahoma City Public Schools, and it's a rough time for them. And it's kind of sad because food is so important to everyone. It's how you fuel your body, and especially
in your brain,
and especially the young kids that don't have access to healthy food or don't, you know about it or whatever. It's kind of like, that sucks.
Yeah,
it sucks. You can go. It just sucks. Yeah. No, I'm
you can
like
spiral downwards.
We're gonna. It's terrible. We're talking about like getting.
Let's
laid
go back
off.
To chips. Like,
no, but I think it's important that people that listen to this, like in the middle of it, they're like, oh shit, things are getting real.
Yeah.
But I think that it's important, like, that chips are cool, but like that is an aspect that like we need to
eat
look
healthy
at.
Food in front of young kids.
Yeah.
Tell them that fruits and vegetables are cool.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And you can have a chip every now and again. It's all about moderation and balance, I think. And kids need to know that, and it's hard whenever they don't are not exposed to it in their Monday through Friday life. Like,
right. Not to go too far, but it's also knowing where your food comes from. So, like, I was eating lunch with a couple people from work, and one of them was talking about how they didn't like eating food that looked like what it was, because I was telling them about my experience at the Drake, and then mm-hmm. I got this Branzino that came out, and it was one of the only times I've ever been served a fish that looked like a fish, and
yeah.
I ate an eyeball and like all this stuff.
Oh my gosh.
And they were like, I prefer them nugget shaped, not looking what they look like.
Yeah.
And that kind of talk just makes me sad. I mean,
yeah.
Not super sad, but
you gotta
we need
know.
To know. We gotta know.
Yeah. That's what
yeah.
you're eating.
Or else you don't appreciate it.
Yeah, it is rough, and that I don't know if they need a registered dietitian, but I'll definitely put your name in. But they did say that a lot of the food was gonna be like healthy, like prorated, so like whatever the healthy option is, then that is gonna be cheaper than like
nice.
A burger or
they
pizza.
They did that at Mercy.
Or, yeah, so
it's reminding me of Paycom's setup.
Yeah,
they're like catering.
I don't
food
think
and, like,
they're not gonna do that. They're not gonna
okay.
cater in food from restaurants. But I think I don't.
Okay.
I think it's a catering service.
They
but
could have
an
RD run their kitchen, but they don't have to.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I'm excited about our new building, but I think it's gonna be a big change. But I'm excited about it. I usually come home every day for lunch. And just eat something here, and I'm gonna have to like, I want to be able to stay there. I want to
yeah.
be able to like work out during lunch or whatever.
If only Amy could go with you.
I know. I come back and see my dog every day, so it's like that's kind of hard too. Maybe I'll do like 3 days where I come back and 2 days I stay there or something. But anyway, I don't know how we spiraled off on that, but maybe we should jump into we were talking about Doritos, so maybe we should talk about tortilla chips.
They're so good.
So I like a thin one.
Me too.
Yes, a thin tortilla chip.
A salty
chip,
one.
A salty and like warm and then like a little greasy. So everybody here on my Facebook loves tortilla chips dipped in salsa. Michael said that. Lauren said guacamole and fresh guacamole, which is like, what is better than fresh guacamole?
Nothing.
Chipotle's guacamole, good. Cultivar?
Haven't been.
Their chips are thick. But they're really, really good. And
I feel like I can
good.
Eat more of thin chips without feeling bad. And they're just like thin and crispy. I just prefer the thin ones.
I don't know. You should try cultivars because those are pretty good. Meredith said free chips, salsa, queso. What is your favorite like Mexican chip, salsa, queso?
Ted's or Poblano Grill. And I'm specifically talking chips and salsa.
Okay.
Like so good at
I
both
like
places.
Mama Rojas.
I like Mama Rojas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like a thick salsa.
Also,
or
Casa
queso.
De Perico.
I haven't been there.
It is bomb.
Where is it?
It's on 122nd and Penn.
Okay.
It's right next door to Ajanta, the Indian Grill, and like Big Ed's Hamburgers.
Oh, okay, okay.
It is really good. And they have a sizable vegetarian menu, which
oh, that's cool.
I liked. They have this really good poblano tostada. Not tostada. I don't know. Chimichanga.
Yeah.
But the chips and salsa is really good.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
I go to Mexican restaurants for
chips
and
salsa
and a cold Mexican beer.
Yeah.
Like,
in a goblet. Queso. People said queso. Honey Dijon kettle chips, which I was like, that sounds like my everything. But I guess they're in Natural Grocers.
I
always have them in stock.
I haven't been to Natural Grocers.
Okay. We'll talk about, like, we're going to give a little preview of the grocery stores, but Natural Grocers has little food for to buy. Like, I'm like,
it's like
vitamins. Right, it's okay. Like, I don't know what it is. Chips and dip are my life is what Lindsay Holder said. She likes tortilla chips, good salsa, good guacamole. And then Joan, my friend Joan.
Hey, we got a shout out to Salt and Vinegar Kettle Chips.
Who said? Oh, Joan said that. Yeah. And then she loves chips and queso from Big Truck. Big Trucks? Yeah. That's good too.
Yeah.
Yep. Chips are so good. And then my mom said chocolate chips. This is so funny. And then I did a poll on Twitter, and I really wasn't fair to everyone because I was like, what's your favorite type of chip? Classic, kettle, tortilla, and then it was like
Cheetos slash Takis.
Let's talk about Cheetos.
Can you make a fill-in-the-blank options on those polls or no?
I don't think so.
I didn't
tortilla,
understand.
Kettle, classic, Cheeto, Bugle, Taki, Pringle.
Pringles and Cheetos are not in the same category.
I know, but you can only do four. But Kettle won. I was like, damn. So Cheetos, I used to love the puffy Cheetos. I haven't had them in...
Never, ever.
I haven't had them in years.
Remember the X's and O's?
Yes. But I remember all the old food. You remember, like, the Jurassic Park cereal? Like,
yeah.
We had the box, like, sitting in my mom's sewing room for, like, a long time because we thought it was going to be worth however much the scorpion
beanie... Was it full of cereal?
No, I think we had eaten the cereal.
Okay.
However much the scorpion beanie baby was worth. Right. Bugles are fine. The other day I was somewhere. Oh, Rockford. 23rd Street, Rockford Cocktail Bar. They had Bugles out. I was like, hell yeah. So I like put them all on my obviously fingers and I was like, and then somebody was with me was like, I've never had a Bugle. And I was like, stuck my finger like in their mouth.
That's the only way you can eat Bugles.
But they're like, we've never had one. And I was like, oh, they're so good. So, Bugles, they have those there. Takis, I said, like, but Takis are just like rolled up tortilla chips that are super hot.
Right.
And Pringles, which is Pringle a part of Frito-Lay? I don't think they are.
I don't remember if we saw them or not. Have you ever seen the Hot Cheetos and Takis video?
Hot Cheetos and Takis. Of course. Pringles is their own company. We are learning so much today about the chip industry. There's no local Oklahoma City chips, so somebody needs to start that. Here, there's another good idea for you. Products. Okay, so my favorite thing to do is buy, like, the weird types of Pringles and bring them to parties. So I did this the other day. Oh, where are they?
You should make some made in OKC sweet potato chips.
How do you make sweet potato chips?
Just thinly slice them.
There used to be a food truck. Limited edition, maybe that's it. There used to be a food truck, like, series of Pringles, and they had cheeseburger.
That's cool.
Chicken. I brought them to your birthday that one time.
Okay, last summer.
And we ate the... cheeseburger ones, and you could taste, like, the mustard and the ketchup.
Yes.
And the meat and the cheese and, like, everything.
How did they do that?
I don't know. But I also like the chicken ones. And then just a regular Pringle where you put the Pringle on your mouth with, like, the salt.
A regular Pringle.
Yes.
Yeah. Very good.
Yes. Bryce, shout out to Bryce because he has to be in every single podcast. He loves a Pringle.
I've never tried the multigrain.
I haven't either.
I mean, I haven't tried a lot.
But
they have dill pickle.
Why wouldn't you just eat the regular? Right. Is multigrain different?
They're probably heartier.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Pringle sticks. Where's the limited edition? I'm trying to click on it.
I wonder if that girl got all of those Pringles for free.
I think that's just a promotional photo. Well, I used to like the food truck line of them or whatever, and they had all these different types of Pringles there. I used to really like a Cheeto, though. Just a regular Cheeto.
I love a regular Cheeto.
Yeah.
And the jalapeno cheddar.
Yes, you said you like those. Okay, what else we got here? Let me go back to my document. Is that it? Sun Chips.
Okay.
Sun Chips. Frito-Lay, if you're listening to this podcast, please bring back the Jalapeno Jack Sun Chip.
They were good.
Thank you. They were so good.
Yeah.
Let's see if they still have them.
I like garden salsa.
I try to buy them every time I go to the store, and they don't have them there. What are you going to do, like, recipes with chips? Okay.
You could, like, crunch them up and bread a fish with them.
I've done Cheeto. Yeah, they don't have them anymore. Oh, Jalapeno Why? Jack was so good.
Do they have... Okay, garden salsa.
Sweet, spicy barbecue.
I haven't had the barbecue Sun Chips.
I love Sun Chips.
Me too. Original Sun Chips are great.
Yeah, original Sun Chips are really good. But yes, I miss the Jalapeno Jack. They were delicious.
Maybe you can buy some on eBay.
We gotta talk about this though. Fritos. Yeah. Isn't that your favorite chip?
Okay, no, it's not my favorite chip. But what I like happened? Them plain.
What happened all those years ago when Brian...
I think I just said that I liked Fritos plain.
Yes.
And he tweeted,
he tweeted at Sarah, like, in 2011, I think.
It was maybe that early. Or maybe even before that.
Yeah, and he said, I just ate a Frito and thought of you. And, like, we've been saying it for that many years. For
which, like, five people or six like years. Fritos. I don't even love them, but they are good. Like, so, when I have chili, it's like, yeah, I'm going to put Fritos in that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like Fritos. I mean, Fritos are fine. I'm not going to buy a bag of Fritos, but Fritos are good.
The honey BBQ Fritos. I used to eat those at the ballpark. The Twisties?
Those are garbage.
I mean, right. I'm not proud of it. I'm just saying.
Didn't Sarah yes. King say that she bought... Okay.
Yeah.
She said that she bought some of the Twist ones, and I'm like, I don't know if I can... I can't do that.
So many food companies under Frito-Lay.
Yeah. Who knew?
So Pico de Gallo and barbecue Sun Chips. Those are the two I want to try. Okay. Pico de Gallo, Lay's, and barbecue
I want to try
chips.
The Honey Dijon kettle.
Yeah.
That sounds
Anything
good.
Kettle.
Yeah. Anything kettle's good. Okay, so favorite chip then.
My favorite chip is the Jalapeno Miss Vicky's.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I eat it pretty regularly when I get my veggie sandwich from City Bites. And it's the perfect compliment. It is spicy.
Yeah.
It's not too spicy. And I love them.
I am trying to think. I like just a regular kettle chip. Jalapeno Jack Sun Chips are on the top, even though they're not there anymore. And I don't know. Just like regular Lay's, I guess. And then the cheeseburger Pringles.
Okay. Yeah, other than the Jalapeno Miss Vicky's, I'd have to say just like a plain kettled cooked chip.
Yeah.
Sea salt and cracked pepper.
And I like wavy, like Ruffles with like French onion dip.
Have you had, I think we had it together, the onion dip from the garage?
Yeah, I don't like it.
I was going to say, I didn't think you liked it.
I really like
the
queso from the garage. The chips and queso from
yeah,
the garage.
Yeah, me too. But yeah. I like French onion dip quite a bit.
I don't think... You like French onion soup, too.
Yes.
I don't think that I realized it was going to be cold. So when it came out cold, I was like...
Okay.
So I don't... Maybe that's...
When you're expecting something, yeah.
Yeah. So I like... I love at the garage getting fish tacos and then chips and queso on the side. It's so good. Okay. So if you guys have any strong opinions on chips, if you want to fight me for some reason over my opinions on Takis or whatever, then you can tweet me at OKC Over Easy. You can tweet Sarah at Sarah J. Hache on Twitter. And yeah, so I just want to like talk a little bit about what's coming up next. I have a couple of guests lined up for the next couple weeks. And then I'm really excited about them. And then I'm doing something called the Grocery Gauntlet, which I haven't like really planned a ton, but I do have a spreadsheet that's pretty extensive of the grocery stores, mainly in Northwest Oklahoma City, but I'm going to try. It's going to take me a while, I think.
Yeah. Cause you have to do it.
I thought I was going to be able to just do it, but I think I'm going to have to like wait. But basically what it's going to be is a bracket, and the grocery stores will like fight to the death and like who will reign supreme of all the grocery stores in Oklahoma City. So
like people are going to be voting and involved?
Yes, people will be involved. I think we're going to do a combo of guests on talking about them. I want to take people to the grocery stores if they haven't been. And also Twitter polls. There are some grocery stores where like, it's not going to win, aka like Bill on Walmart or like
right.
What have you. But I don't know. I am going to have to do a little bit more planning, but I did release like the little photo for it. And so if anyone's really passionate about grocery stores like I am, then let me know and I might take you to a grocery store.
It adds a layer. If I know you
and you're like not weird.
It just adds a layer because like, yeah, you can say Crest, but then like different locations can give you different experiences.
That's the thing.
Like you experienced with, what was it, Tucker's? And you got,
yes.
Like you went to the wrong one, yeah. Right? Like so, what if you go to the wrong, like Belle Isle Walmart? What if that's the wrong one?
There's only one Walmart in the area, I think.
Okay.
So I have Walmart Supercenter and Walmart Neighborhood Market broken out.
As you should.
But there
are... I have different opinions on both.
There are four Crests. There are also two Homelands. And they're wildly different.
Uh-huh.
So I'm doing the sum of the grocery stores.
Okay.
So if, like, Homeland is messed up on Northwest Expressway, and it is...
And you go to the one on Classen?
And you go to the... Or not no. Classen, May.
Okay.
Yeah, you go to the one on May, which that one's messed up, too, because they charge, like... $5 for hummus, but it's messed up in a different way. Then it's like, oh, maybe they have, there's three Homelands, sorry. Oh, four Homelands.
It's like, I appreciate the employee owned company, but
I just can't. And then there's Buy for Less.
I used to work at Buy for Less.
But, and then the things like Native Roots, like, that's not really a grocery store.
I mean,
it is, but it's, like, not. But then we got the Big Daddies, like, Whole Foods. We got some Sprouts, but there's only one Sprouts. There's two. There's one in Edmond. In the area, you're... Yeah. Okay. And that place is a nightmare, you know? So, it's, like, what are we going to do? So, I'm trying to make this list. If you have any grocery stores that you are, like, obsessed with, I also put Brahms Fresh Market.
Eight.
There's eight Brahms Fresh Market locations.
Since and you... Like, I mean, I have been getting me some Brahms Fresh Market. Yeah. Like, when I need stuff, because I live so close to one, it has... The only thing it didn't have one time was frozen pre-made meatballs. So I bought a pound of ground beef, and I made them myself, which is what I should have done in the first place. Yeah. So I wasn't even mad at Brahms.
The thing about the Brahms Fresh Market, it's not going to win, because you can't buy... You can't buy, like, toilet paper. You can't buy...
I wouldn't win, but it's convenient.
It is very convenient. It's always... Everything that I've ever gotten there is good.
It's good quality.
Yeah, it's good quality, especially the meat.
And it's like normal prices.
It's normal prices. Yeah.
I wish they sold milk in their drive-thru, though.
Shout out to Brahms. You know I love you, Brahms. Will you sell some milk through your drive-thru?
Just milk. And specifically then it's like, milk.
Super Cow Win. How do I even...
It has to be.
It has to be there, but like... I can get some more ethnic grocers like involved, and maybe they can have their own like little separate bracket, but it's all different types of food, so that would be hard.
I haven't been to some... I mean, that's the only grocery store I've probably been to. So
there's like Supermercados or something like that, on 10th Street or something like that. So there's some more.
Those would probably be very affordable.
I think that it would be interesting to have one person and I visit all of those,
yeah,
and then decide. But it's like, it's gonna be hard because you're gonna get the same thing at Crest, at Target, at Walmart, at Homeland, at Buy for Less, but you're gonna get totally different stuff at, you know, Super Cowan and all those other ones. So I don't know, that one might have to be like a special shout out, and we can look at that in a different
grocery
light.
Gauntlet
grocery ethnic gauntlet
race,
yeah.
ethnic track,
yeah something like that. I think that but we don't want to forget them or
it's not
exclude
their fault.
Them yeah yeah so Okay, so that's what's going to be happening. So if you guys have any suggestions, or if you are interested in competing, or if you are working for a grocery store and you want me to come in for a tour, I would love to. So, yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I think we have covered it all. Thanks, Sarah, for coming on. Last minute, I texted her yesterday. I was like, hi. And then she brought me cheesecake and, like, fresh goodies from the garden. So I really appreciate her. Any last parting words?
Just make some kale chips with the kale.
I think I'm going to.
In honor of the chips episode.
I think I'm going to. And I think I'm going to put nutritional yeast on them like you did.
It's good. So.
Okay. Well,
I wish we could munch on chips as we're like exiting so everyone can
hear. We don't have any. I just have some Ted's chips. Like, all right. You guys have a great week and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.